when someone from the outside comes in and says, this is what we are going to do, and there's no reason why we're going to do it, it becomes a disruption.
Maria Pluccino is a Graybiar's math teacher. She's responding to the district's Special Education Department directive, an email informing teachers the district will add 2 811 classes in the next school year. That's 8 students to one teacher and one teacher's aide. 16 new special education students will arrive next season. The district will also remove one of Graybiar's 15-to-1 special ed classes. That's 15 students to one special ed teacher.
Even though it looks like we don't have behavior problems, we know how to deal with it, and the expectations in the building are set.
In 2011, Graybiar's was placed on the State Education Department's list of lowest-performing schools in the city. But that's all about to change. As of next week, July 1st, Graybiar's is expected to appear on the State Education Department's list of schools in good standing. Principal Greg Mott tells WBFO News his school should be used as a model for the entire district. Mott's upset the district will be adding more students with behavioral issues, just as his school is showing improvements.
It's concerning because the work is being done at the schoolhouse. And any time change is made, conversations should be had with leadership, with teachers, with the school community to determine how it will be impactful, especially when we're drafting our own individual school comprehensive education plans.
And I couldn't disagree more with Mr. Mott.
Outgoing interim school superintendent Don Ogilvie reacting to Mott's concerns. Ogilvie says he's not pleased the school is responding so negatively.
I think Mr. Mott is taking a very localized issue and trying to build a case that there is something wrong or that there is something inequitable.
Mott has no choice but to accept these new students.
I'm the assistant superintendent for special education, and I personally went to the school with the director of special education, Kim Holscher, and she and I had a meeting with Mr. Mott and three of his team members.
Dr. Mary Pauley explains why they must make these changes.
What I tried to show Mr. Mott was the breakdown of schools that are similar to his, and I guess if you had a group of principals here, they'd probably look at the data and they'd say, who has the lighter load? And they would look at Mr. Mott's school and they'd say, well, this past year, Mr. Mott had the lighter load because a 15-to-1 class typically doesn't contain a lot of students with behavior problems.
Still, Graybiar's teachers gathered around a conference table at the school, each describing their concerns with adding 811 classes. Some accusing Pauley of trying to destroy their success.
The district should be replicating what's happening here instead of trying to disrupt what is happening here.
Teachers consider it a form of punishment. 7th grade 5-to-1 special education teacher Mary Samato.
And now, because we're doing well, that's like we're being almost like we're being reprimanded for doing what we were supposed to be doing.
Katie Cloak is a 3rd grade special ed teacher.
We're also getting students now who have probably been jumping around from building to building, and now students that we have had in our building for consistent amount of years will have nowhere to go in our building and who will be forced to leave our building to continue to get their services.
One of the teachers at Graybiar's deals with all the students. Jan Dolesky is an art teacher.
So if we're starting from square one, major disruption. And I will be so sad to see some of the students that we've built that relationship. They see other teachers in the hallway. They can't go back and rely on them.
4th grade teacher Jessica Mandel and 8th grade teacher Amanda Sparaza are conducting integrated co-teaching.
So when you have teams of professionals that can work well together, why, you know, split them up, break them up, make them transition every year? Because, you know, to set up a classroom or to learn a new grade level is a lot of work in itself.
I think it's all just a numbers game. They're trying to cut numbers down, combine things together, and they're not taking the children into account. Right. They don't care about them. I'm sorry. I'm going to be very frank. I've been with the district for 29 years, and I think they're just trying to save money. They're trying to save face and save their jobs. And they don't care about us or the kids.
Teachers go as far as accusing the district of sabotaging their efforts. Amy Flynn is a 5th grade 5-to-1 special ed teacher and a union rep.
What we're expecting to see from these new classrooms are more physical behaviors that none of us are trained to deal with. In order to deal with these, you need skip training, and no one in this building is currently skip trained.
Flynn has contacted Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore, asking if this can be prevented. But Dr. Pauley insists these changes must be accomplished in order to address the ever-growing numbers of special education children in the city of Buffalo.
These kids are all our kids, and that's really what Mr. Mott needs to remember. These are all children, and we care about all our kids.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.